Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that is happening twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're two old guys just talking about old games.
Yeah.
Just talking about them.
I like how playing them, you got.
Talking about, we just doing that.
You seem tired.
Ooh, I got a burp.
You okay?
Well, I am tired because I've run out of Lunesta.
Okay.
So I am having to...
Are you making your own in the bathtub?
I watched a lot of Breaking Bad, and I figured, like, if I just put, like, a downer instead of Sudafed, uh-huh. I mean, it's probably Lunesta.
Yeah.
And, like, butterflies. I'm pretty sure that's in there. That was in the commercial. So I have, like, some weird, like... My mom was just like, this didn't work for me, so I still have a few. You can take these. Because I had my appointments overlapped in a weird way. So there's like a 5 or 6 day
gap
in my appointments.
Yeah.
And my doctor was just like, just take some. Just don't take some for a while.
That's not how it fucking works. So you're getting a lot of shit
Well,
done.
I'm seeing the nurse practitioner. I guess that's the difference between seeing my doctor and the nurse practitioner. Because if I see my doctor, that becomes an all-day thing. Like, I'm in that waiting room day long. Okay. Because the nurse practitioner, I'm maybe done in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So
you should go the opposite route, I think, and just start taking speed. Like, just enhance your ability to not
sleep. And just
sleep
every, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think reptiles do that. You'll be fine.
The Mortal Kombat character, not like that. No. Not like the animal.
It explains the big warming rock that you've got in this room that you lounge on.
I would be the opposite. I would be like on a huge chunk of ice all the time. I'm the reverse.
Yeah.
I'm a reverse iguana. A lot of people say that about me.
You need
Tyler Tyrone, that reverse iguana, his reverse iguana looking ass.
You need a throne of ice, I think.
But today we are somewhat back on schedule.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Because,
we're back on schedule.
Yep. It has not been an awful week for me. It was just a busy week for me.
Busy
because
week.
Because I went to take my personal trainer certification exam in Louisville earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the week was spent like getting everything out of the house and cleaning the house and then Packers forgetting stuff and then us having to go in and get it and clean everything and get done. Like, so I was done like an hour before I messaged you because like I was done. I remember I was tired and I sat down and Ron was like, oh, so when's Dave coming over? Oh shit, it's Sunday, isn't it? Okay. let's do that thing we do.
Yeah, I didn't message you because I was like, he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. And like
I hope he doesn't message me at midnight. Oh shit, man.
I was maybe expecting it. Like I did tell Nikki, I was like, final, because she kept asking me throughout the day, when are you guys recording? I was like, I don't know that we're gonna. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I haven't heard from Tyler. I'm sure he's busy. But I guess if I don't hear from him by 11 o'clock, I'll message him and be like, you want to do a show?
Or you just want me to talk into a mic over here for a little while. You really up close to your internal speaker in your laptop. Just,
there's a dad bug.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, by the
Video
way.
Games dicks.
Since, are we in the right input? Are we good?
No, yeah, we're good.
Okay,
we're
sweet. Good. Because speaking of internal mics, you said a phrase that raised a flag in my head. Yeah.
Alert!
Oh, shit.
The Metal Gear Solid. But I did get some Streets of Rage 2 time in.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I got lots of Streets of Rage 2 time in.
Good. So we're evened out.
So I tentatively say that because it's like... The moment I say I got a lot of Streets of Rage 2 time in, like somebody who really loves Streets of Rage 2 is going to be like, oh, well, now I'm on alert. And if this motherfucker missteps, I am going to let him know about it. So for me,
I won't message Tyler, but I will send Dave private messages and tweets.
For me, I put a lot of time in the Streets of Rage 2. I played through it. This is sad. I put a lot of time into it. Played through it twice.
That's so, for solo at your age, going through Streets of Rage 2 twice is pretty good.
It's not a long pretty game. Good. I mean,
back when I was in my prime, I could beat Link to the Past in a day.
That is impressive.
Now we're lucky to go through Streets of Rage 2 twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the doctor says that's just how it is now.
Well, I'm your beard host, Tyler, and we got a package.
We do. We have a bunch of packages that came in. So, hey.
It's amazing.
Our listeners are amazing because they send us packages, and we've got three right now to open. Love We're only going to do one for this episode, but we have two more coming. So that's really, really cool. We've never had like a wealth of packages to open. Mm-mm. So we're set on intros for like five episodes at least. So here you go. I've already pre-opened this, but I haven't looked inside it.
Okay. Let's see. So this package is from a Mr. Douglas DeLucky Jr.
Yeah, we've received some things from him before.
He is. He is my Amiibo collecting rival.
Ah. What's the writing on that? Oh, it's a reused box.
This Michelle. Is actually, well, I guess he accidentally sent this to us because this is supposed to be for Michelle DeLucky. So I'm going to hope there are dildos in here. I'm going to hope.
I mean, I always hope that there's dildos in a package that I open.
And it's going to be weird if Michelle is either his mom or his sister, and I said that.
Probably is. Yeah.
All right. Well, he sent us some newspaper.
All right. What's the first article?
Bill's mum on cancel pay.
Bill's mum?
Mum.
Is this a British paper?
So, yeah, and I hope it's about Bill's mum and how much she thinks about the council pay. Mayor de Blasio. Okay, so this is about New York. City Council, historic, package bill, I don't know, something.
Are they saying mum in New York now? Like, is that a thing they're doing?
Oh, or I guess he's mum as in, like, he's not talking about council pay. Like, mum's the word.
Still. Still like all shenanigans.
But still, Bill de Blasio, you should bring mom into the American vernacular for mother.
I didn't know that newspapers were doing that thing that Americans do to make themselves seem British.
Let's see. Here's another one about, I don't know, I ripped it, so I'm going to throw that one down. Yeah, he thought we'd get to all his package contents, but instead we're analyzing his packing material. Something about the Super Bowl, maybe?
We're not allowed to say that.
Something about
the big game.
The Super Bowl is in that large bowl of cereal that I have. Garden State, but it's about New Jersey, not the wonderful Zach Braff film.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a little late on that.
Damn. I already see all the goodness in here, but I'm going to keep opening and looking at these newspapers.
That was a heavy package. You know he's got a heavy package,
some
right?
Kind of, yeah, I definitely know he does. Let's see, because the first thing I saw in here is a gray square, so that means here's an NES game.
What is it?
It is in a... I'm looking at the back.
That's
it
is a sandwich.
In a Ziploc container.
That's a sandwich. That's not a...
It's a sandwich that looks just like an NES controller. And in... Oh, he covered it up so I can't even see it.
Open it
nice.
Up.
So what he has sent us is... Kabuki Quantum Fighter. Which makes me happy because we were talking about this.
Yeah, I shouldn't say I got an earful. Kelso mentioned that Two Dudes in a Nest did an episode on Kabuki Quantum Fight'em, which I listened to a long time ago and I forgot that they had done it because I hadn't heard of it until then.
But in this is a letter.
This is a nice looking card, dude.
It's a pristine copy.
Yeah, this is really nice. Like, look at the label
on
that.
Did you make this?
Like, that label looks perfect. It looks like it never has seen sunlight.
Yeah, everything about it is perfect. 1985. Caution, do not store in extreme temperatures. Do not immerse in water.
Do not play.
Do not clean with benzene, thinner, alcohol, or other such solvents.
Well, we did all those things already,
yep.
Douglas, so I'm sorry. In the time that it took us to open it, we doused it in a bunch of chemicals.
And in his letter, which is titled... Untitled, Motherfucking Tadpog. Greetings from this guy, other known as Doug from the Better Made Factory. I was desperate to fill Nicole's ever-aching box.
We get it.
Yeah, so I thought I would send you another package from Michigan's Great Wonders, bottles of Werner's Ginger Ale, yup, ginger ale, People think this shit is the sovereign specific. It supposedly cures illness, improves mood, and does all sorts of other stuff they can't print on the label.
Cure all.
They've even got murals in my hometown of Flint. Oh, shit. I did not know you lived in Flint. I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah, me too.
You may have heard of us, but don't worry. It isn't actually made here. He's sending us ginger ale that's going to lower our IQ. That shows gnomes making stuff. Who believes this shit?
Gnomes? Personally, did he say gnomes making stuff? Mm-hmm. Wait.
They've even got a mural in my hometown of Flint that shows gnomes making the stuff.
That's going to be in the show notes. That has to be online. Yep. I'm going to find it. It's going to be in the show notes.
Who believes this shit? Personally, I can't stand the stuff. So I took a few of those fuckers prisoner and had them try to do a better job of the stuff they got sent to you. In case it sucks, here are a few games. Before I keep reading this, I want to be surprised when I open it.
Okay.
So in here as well.
Uh-oh.
Is X-Men for Sega Genesis.
I played that.
Oh, fuck. Did I play the shit out of this game? I don't know if it's good or bad.
As a kid, I thought it was bad.
So. I remember enjoying it so much, but being so bad at it.
Yeah. The second one for Genesis is good. I remember playing that. And, of course, the Capcom X-Men Mutant Apocalypse I always liked.
I would love to do this game. Yeah, we've briefly talked about it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I was going to say let's do it instead of Three Ninjas Kickback, but no.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, let's stop everything and play this game at 10 o'clock at night. Pull the curtain back. Let everybody know 2 hours before this publishes we're recording.
All right, so in here, he has each got us our own bottle of Werner's ginger ale.
Okay.
Here you go.
So what's the rest of the letter say now that we've opened it up? 240 calories per bottle. Man, I forgot what carbonated beverages, like how many calories they had.
In case it sucks, here are a few. I know you guys don't review many Genesis games. But here's X-Men for the Genesis anyway. Don't feel obliged to review it or anything. No, we're fucking going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Just have a good time playing it if you want. The other is Kabuki Quantum Fighter for NES. You mentioned it while reviewing another game from HAL Laboratory, so I thought I would send you guys a copy. It can be pretty difficult. But if you're feeling lazy, there's a level select code and a few other cheats. Anyway, keep up the good work. Love the show, and you guys too. Doug from the Better Made Factory. P.S. My wife wants to know, she always thinks your show is called Tap Dog.
Tap Dog.
Yeah, I never knew she was dyslexic. Also, hope this shit doesn't leak. Nope, did not leak.
I guess that explains why maybe he put the games in sandwich bags. He's prepared.
It's pretty good.
Prepared for spillage.
The lead did not get to your brain. I know. I'm going to crack open this burner and give this a shot. Me too.
Tyler, do you like ginger ale?
I do. I love ginger ale.
So, my only experience with ginger ale is art exhibits because I got my BFA at Murray, and in order to get it, everyone who gets that degree
has to chug 20 gallons of ginger ale.
Yeah, it's crazy. You have to do it. They call it a ginger keg stand. You have to hold this reception, and everybody is like, well, we got to serve ginger ale because that's just what you serve at these things. So I've had way too much ginger ale in my college years. I probably had more ginger ale than beer in my college years.
Give this a shot.
It's bubbly. Smells good. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Even warm, which it is.
It used to really bother me drinking anything warm, but now it doesn't bother me. Now I've accepted my laziness that I don't put everything in the fridge. I'll just drink whatever warm.
I shouldn't even say warm. It's more just slightly below room temperature, which is warm to me because I like drinking things super
incredibly cold.
Yeah.
I do have another thing for us to try, though.
This is look at that. It's crazy carbonated. Yeah. I think that's why I like it so much. You have another thing for us to try?
I do.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, I like it. It's been such a long time because I did go on a big ginger ale kick for a long time, and then I stopped. Well, I guess I haven't had good ginger ale since I started drinking diet soda because diet ginger ale is nowhere near as good.
Like, I never had it.
I can accept other sodas like being close or whatever, but diet ginger ale is like diet Mountain Dew. It's not even close.
It sucks because I really like this and I want to finish it, but I'm not willing to commit to 240 calories. I haven't eaten much today, but I also haven't done much today. Mm. Like sleeping has been pretty much my number one priority today.
Well, whenever I was in Louisville Well, before I do that, thank you very much, Douglas. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. This was a surprise because I mean, we weren't expecting this baggage.
Yeah, normally people give us like heads up something's on your way. Yeah. So whenever I got that message, the group message from Nicole, hey, I've got three packages from you.
Yeah, I was doing that too, where I was like, okay, I know who two of them are from. I guess we got this extra.
Yeah. But also when I was in Louisville, I saw this and I've been wanting to try it forever.
You've mentioned it on the show.
Yeah. So whenever I actually got it, because they mentioned at least that Henry soda that we tried, they did try that as well on Hops and Heroes. So this, not your father's root beer, because I absolutely love root beer. Growing up, there was a beverage and a food that I absolutely love.
Okay.
And I've never dated a girl who accepts both.
Together? Like you enjoyed this beverage and food together or separately?
Both. Okay. I love both
of
them.
Is it intensified when they're together?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Beverage-wise, I always loved root beer.
Okay.
Loved root beer. But my first longtime girlfriend, like if I had had a root beer that day, she could taste it on me and would refuse to kiss me. So how much she hated a root beer.
Who hates root beer that much?
Somebody you dump. the other, I love barbecue baked Lays.
Hell yes. Up yeah. Top. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We just touched fingers. That was fun. I did not realize we were that far away from one another.
Because that's the only chip that I can eat by itself, unsandwich accompanied.
Oh man, I can eat chips. All day.
I have to have a sandwich with any other chips but barbecue baked Lays.
But barbecue baked Lays is special.
But who hates those so much with a fucking passion? She can't stand to fucking smell them. Meg.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot stand. So I've never been with someone who's like, root beer and baked Lays, both of those are totally fine.
Okay, so I know.
Let's just fill the house in both of those.
I know you've got. I see what you have in your hand.
Yes.
What is so this?
Not your father's root beer.
So do you also have barbecue baked Lays that we're going to shout out on?
Fuck, I do actually. They're downstairs.
So I got to get them, man. All right.
Tell a story while I walk downstairs.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll entertain everybody. Well, that means I'm going to sit here in silence. All right. I wish I had a piano so I could like sing a song about Tyler going down the stairs. Yeah. All right, he's gone. My plan works, and now I can tell you my true feelings about Tyler. We've got about probably... probably about 3 minutes. So I'm going to have to, and I've got a laundry list of complaints. So, I'm going to have to go through them really, really, really fast. Okay. Are you ready? Complaint number one, he loves root beer. He fucking loves root beer. Who the fuck loves root beer? Number two, he loves fucking baked Lays barbecue. Everyone knows original flavor is, the way to go. And that's it. Those are the only two things I hate about Tyler. Otherwise, he's a pretty wonderful dude. Tyler returns. I aired some grievances, so
good.
You'll have to...
What really grinds my gear?
Would you... I mean, it was about you, so would you edit this episode?
Don't listen to that.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely listen to it. I'm not brave enough to look you in the eyes and say it.
And then change your behavior accordingly.
Now, are these Ryan's? Are these Ryan's?
No, these are mine I bought
today. These are straight up yours.
Yep. Because today I was like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? I bought Meg tortellinis. Like, I'm going to have a sandwich and barbecue baked Lays. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go over Ryan's.
You failed in the baked Lays department because you just now opened this bag.
What do you mean?
Did you eat another bag of baked Lays?
Earlier.
Or you have not had dinner yet?
I have not.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. So that's open. I'm going to put that in the middle of the table.
All right.
And the other is to open this Not Your Father's Root Beer that I first heard from Blake and Wiley talking about it.
Not Your Father's Root Beer of Blake and Wiley fame. Wiley's actually on the label. Did you notice that?
And he does love playing Cane and Barrel.
Wait, is that a thing? What is Cane and Barrel?
I thought he was playing Hoop and Stick for a second. Then I was like, oh, no, that's a barrel.
Yeah, what is he doing with that?
It looks like he's pushing it with his cane.
Maybe he's blind.
He just said, I don't want to trip over this barrel. So this one is a 5.9% alcohol, so it's a lot higher than Henry's hard soda.
What was Henry's, do you remember?
4.2, I think.
Okay.
So I drank out of this glass earlier, so this is for me, and I will hand you the bottle.
Yeah. Small town brewery.
All right, so Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Tyler, this is beer flavored with spices.
So roots?
It's like a Game of Thrones beer or something. All right. Let's do it. I don't know, man. I can taste that alcohol.
I can't.
I couldn't taste
in
it.
In Henry's, you can't take it. Yeah. Yeah. Can't taste it, rather. You can take it, but you can't taste it.
Oh, I can take it.
That's the way I prefer it. I prefer to be able to take it, but I don't want to taste it.
Hold on. Hold on. I know it's going to help.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
That combo. See, now if I only had Hostess chocolate glazed mini donuts, we'd have the Trinity.
You don't have any of those?
Nope.
All right, so I had a handful of barbecue baked glaze. I'm going to take another sip, see if it's better. Yeah.
It's better.
It's better.
It's better.
It is.
This, if I drank a few of these in quick succession, I'd probably feel something.
Yeah.
Henry's Hard Soda. I had 5 of them in 45 minutes. And
did you really?
Did not feel a thing. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be that big a difference. You do? I mean, I can taste the alcohol.
I can taste the alcohol in this.
But I mean,
the Henry's is like just tasted like orange soda.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like if I could taste the alcohol, then it might do something to me, but...
Well, here you go, if you want the rest of that.
Go ahead and finish up all the rest of it. We think this would give you a hangover?
I don't know. It's a good question. You want to find out?
Yep.
it might not give me a hangover, but I don't think that I could... I don't know. I'd rather have a beer, honestly, than drink that. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's... If I can taste the alcohol in something, I'd rather just have, like, a... Like a beer.
Something that's supposed to be, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is supposed to be like alcohol.
Because I've trained myself to really, like, I mean, unless it's a really strong beer, like, unless it's like a Scottish ale or something like that, like, I don't taste alcohol in beer.
Okay.
But I've had some Scottish ales where it's like, I think the limit before something is classified hard liquor is like a 12%.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I've had a Scottish ale that's up there.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember drinking it and be like, good God, this is, I'm drinking a gigantic shot out of a glass.
This has been Tadpog horns in on Hops and Heroes territory by continually trying alcohol.
It's all right. They get it. You said they did Henry's Hard Soda, yeah. So that's we're by, good. We're trading.
That one was by coincidence.
Is that on their latest episode?
Yes.
Okay. Because I am not caught up. I have not listened to the last episode, so shame on me.
I think I like the Verners better. Well, they clearly, I must have commented on their Facebook wall, like, ask us any questions for recording. I must have been, like, on my full repertoire of nighttime meds, because I typed in, I think it was Drew, who was like, he sounds like a YouTube commenter that Dave reads at the end of his episode, because, like, it was just barely in their gibberish and to know what I was talking about.
I love it. That's going to be a new segment that I do. I'm going to find comments that you've posted after midnight, and I'm just going to read them on the show.
Oh, man. If you go back to whenever I was at Sullivan, and like that's what I would do on Ambien, fuck. Just complete nonsense.
All right. Before we start the show proper, I need to eat about like 4 more of these chips.
That's totally fair.
They're looking at me. Here, we need to... Can we get rid of those?
Hide them.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I can seriously, you know this about me.
Yeah.
I can eat a bag of baked lays.
Oh, like it's no problem. Nothing. No
like
problem.
It is nothing.
I have no qualms. Any kind of baked lays, period. Like eating the whole bag is easy. No problem whatsoever. But I have taken to original baked lays with a hell of a good French onion dip.
You know, I've never had it with French onion dip. Oh, but original is where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of depends, right?
Sometimes I don't like plain chips of any kind, really. I always want something flavored, so.
But it is flavored, original flavored.
I taste the originality. You just say plain, it's fine.
It's not original, Jane.
I only like plain in my flavor of Earthbound Text. That's about it.
I've been meaning to ask you that. RPGs, old school JRPGs, like in the old Final Fantasy games, you always have the option of like changing text color, background color, stuff like that. Do you do that? Is that a thing that you do or do you keep it standard?
I usually, once I figured out you could change it, I pretty much always change it. I remember Final Fantasy VI, I played as the Chocobo background for a little while before I was like, I can't fucking do this.
Right.
There's no fucking way.
No, I understand.
And I think I kept it on, like, played for a while with the jungle theme. And I think I ended up going with that, like, the blue slate for
blue
most of
slate,
it.
Blue slate, man. Yeah. Again, I'm with you on that. I got in this, for some reason, the first time I played Final Fantasy VI, I tried all the backgrounds. I looked through them all, and I was like, you know what? I'm a purist. I got to do this as intended. And then after that first playthrough, blue slate,
yep,
all the way.
I made my own a few times where you just mess with
choose the color range. Yeah.
I did that for a little while, but I feel like only in Final Fantasy VI was that like really something I would always do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Earthbound, I think I've played through Earthbound so many times, I've probably played through every... I played through per kind of variation, uh-huh. each one the whole way through. For that one, I think plain is honestly the best because the color sort of fucks with the contrast a little bit in that game.
Makes it hard to read.
A little bit. Yeah. So, like, either plain, mint, peanut butter, or banana were okay for me.
I remember going through and looking at them, and I remember being intrigued by mint, but yeah. plain.
Plain.
Original.
Oh, I love flavor. Mint. A lot of people don't like mint very much. I fucking love mint. I love mint in sweet things. I love mint in savory things.
Yeah, mint's great. No, mint is amazing.
Like Josh Nicole Nance. Will not fucking touch it. Will not touch it.
Mint is great.
I brought Josh a mint cheesecake that I made in class.
He threw it on the ground.
Nearly. He outright refused to even try a bite.
He gave it to a pack of my wild labor. Dogs.
He gave it to wolves to strengthen them to kill Jacob.
Wolves that eat mint cake, by the way, they do get a breath weapon. It's real. It's a real thing.
It's real. So Streets of Rage 2?
Streets of Rage 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Do you hear that, Dave?
I do hear that. It's the Josh Nance too good for mint cake train.
This one goes to the Rosnickel. Yes, I think it's
been. Yes. Oh damn! It's you got a double dose of Nance over here. I've never heard you do I'm a double, Nicole double impression.
Nance. I remember the first time I did a Nicole impression for Josh. He like looked at me. He was like, "Don't ever do that in front of her. That was too good."
So you're going against his wishes, and not only doing it in front of her, doing it in front
doing
of the
it in front of everybody. Cool. If I don't do it in front of her, I'll do it in front of everybody listening to our show. Anywhere from 200 to 4,000 people on this episode.
I want to throw this out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to change your behavior or anything, but I do know that she does listen to the episodes.
Oh, she started listening again?
We've talked about her not listening, but she definitely does and has not said anything until I went to get the packages. And she said, Tyler said on the show to start sending these to Nicole's vagina, and I'd really like to keep my P.O. box, so please tell everybody not to do that.
I don't know. I need to read these P.O. box terms and conditions to see if vagina is particularly excluded.
And I must have had a look on my face that was like, oh shit, she listens.
That must be why I've only seen her like once in the past month when we went to see Deadpool.
So... according to Nicole, she says, if you're gonna send us any more packages, don't send them to Nicole's vagina. I tried to be like, well, maybe it's a business name, and she's like, no, that's not good because I signed up for a personal PO box account. Oh, shit. Okay. Of course, I hear that, Tyler. Of course, mm-hmm, I do. Mm-hmm. The strong domestic bond that is the hate of mint. Which, of course, ushers in a segment.
That's why they even got married in the first place.
It was in their wedding vows. I was at their wedding. I heard it.
I won't ever do the Josh impression and will never eat anything mint ever.
Amen. Which, of course, ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Okay, guys, we're gonna have a really special thing here. I'll get to it.
Mm.
Streets of Rage 2, released in Japan as...
Bare Knuckle.
Bare Knuckle 2, : The Requiem of the Deadly Battle.
all right.
Which is a rough translation of Bie Nakura Tsu Shito Hino Chinkonka.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to contract with a few anime studios. Studio Ghibli's hired me to actually speak
to
the native
re-translate
language.
Anything right. back in.
That we should do that. That should be a thing that we do. Just retranslate. Just turn subtitles on. Like turn the Japanese subtitles on and just read them.
We do our Peggy Hill Japanese. Yeah.
Okay, so it came out in Europe as Streets of Rage Roman numeral 2 because they're fancy like that. They're like, we invented this number system, so we're just going to roll with it. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up video game released by Sega in 1992 for the Mega Drive / Genesis console. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is it Mega Drive or is it Mega Drive?
I always said Mega.
Me too. But I hear that...
I mean, they don't say Mega Car. It's Mega Car.
It is Megacar. Mm-hmm. You're right. And if that site is still active, that site will be in the show notes. But I've heard that it's Mega Drive. I don't know. Mm. Just like I've heard people say Meta instead of Meta. And that,
that's just wrong.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. I haven't looked it up.
Yeah.
So anyway, the game is also playable in the game Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, which is the best Sonic game. It is the second game in the Streets of Rage series and a sequel to Streets of Rage, and it's followed by Streets of Rage 3. Tyler, the game introduced two new characters, Max Thunder and Eddie Skate Hunter, known as Sammy Hunter in Japan.
Known as Charles Barkley's son.
Yes. brother of Adam Hunter from the original game. It was critically acclaimed upon release and has since been listed among the best games of all time.
What do you think of that statement?
The best games of all time?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game. I do think this game is a great game. Is it one of the best games of all time? If it is, it depends on how big that list is.
You haven't played very many games.
I think this game is great.
I think it is one of the best brawlers of all time.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But best game, that's a hard sell for me.
It's tough, man. Like, when this game came out, this game was amazing. Mm-hmm. I remember a friend of mine had a Genesis, and I did not. And I desperately wanted a Genesis because of this game. Mm-hmm. Because I remember playing it over at his house and falling in love with it.
Yeah.
I had a Game Gear, so I got Streets of Rage 2 for the Game Gear. Not a bad game, but obviously it's not the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I also had Echo the Dolphin on Game Gear because I wanted I wanted it on the Genesis and did not own a Genesis. So I got it on the Game Gear and it was like, oh, okay, great.
God, you know it's okay. Well, I'll save that for Echo the Dolphin. Save for Echo the Dolphin. We'll do that. That's been on our chopping block for a while.
Part of me really wants to, like, a big part of me really wants to do Echo the Dolphin. Another part of me knows that I'm going to get frustrated as fuck playing Echo the Dolphin because I'm going to feel like I'm going to need to finish the game. And I'm going to need to feel like I'm going to need to do it without a guide. And that is impossible to do.
Well, that's fine. I'll give you a copy and you play it. And in 3 days, whenever you're at work, I'll just come take it.
Yeah.
And then you won't have to worry about it. Like, it got stolen. I can't play it.
You're off the hook. I think it would take me less time to finish Suikoden than it would Echo the Dolphin without a guide.
Yeah, it would. But I thought I'd play this a lot. I'd played the original because Brandon was my friend that had the Genesis.
Oh, okay.
So I played, Brandon and I played the shit out of Streets of Rage, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I thought that was a great brawler. This is better. Streets of Rage 2 is much better than Streets of Rage 1, which is already a great, you know, that's a pretty good game.
Why is it better? Is it because of the intro where you get some hot early 90s? Sound bed and Gary Busey appears over the city.
I'm from the syndicate, Butthorn.
That was when I started playing this game. I literally laughed out loud because I was like, okay, I have to watch the intro. I'm ready to get into the action, but I have to watch the intro. And the music kicks in, and it's like from a cheap Cinemax movie, and then Gary Busey's gigantic purple face appears over the city, and I lost it. I lost my mind. And his name is Mr. X, and I think that's who you fight at the end.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Does not look like Gary Busey. Doesn't look like Gary Busey. From the beginning. He looks like the guy in the end looks like my dad with a machine gun. It's like if my dad and J. Jonah Jameson
had... Your dad had a ponytail and then like a suit and suspenders.
He did have a ponytail at one point in time.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay. Now I see why you had that upper earring. Like your dad had the ponytail, you had the upper earring.
I know.
That's the...
I had to carry on the douche legacy. My mom hated that ponytail, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair. It's a fucking ponytail on a man.
I mean, it works for some people. It did not work for my dad.
So who can I think that it works for? Steven Seagal, I guess.
I think that's it. I think that's even a stretch. I just like
most of the guys at Dragon Con who wear very thick trench coats to game in. I guess it works for them.
Tyler, I just like a man who looks like a woman. Is that going to be a problem?
No. No. Bailey J, thank you. let's see. Well, it's the cast of characters is larger.
Which is good.
Uh-huh. And there's more variety in the character selection.
Even though there's a bigger selection, I'm still always Blaze. She's the best.
She is the best.
She is the best. Like, hands down. I tried all of the characters. I tried Max Thunder. And he is too slow to be a real character. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't viable for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is going to come up eventually.
Because he's your Zangief. He's,
I knew the yeah. Capcom, like, because I was thinking he's more the Hagar of the game. But I know that a Final Fight comparison is going to come up. Like, you cannot talk about Streets of Rage without talking
this
about
this was
Final
Sega's
Fight.
Response to Final Fight, which this is a lot better than Final Fight.
I agree. And I thought we were going to disagree on that.
Mm-hmm. Streets of Rage, if you're comparing the first ones, Final Fight, the original, versus Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage is better.
Yeah.
If you're comparing the sequels, Streets of Rage 2 is better.
I have not played Streets of Rage 3.
And I haven't either.
I may have played Final Fight 3 when I was a kid, but I can't remember it. But here's the thing. Here's where Capcom won out. They were just like, we're just going to continue this legacy on. Like, these characters are going to exist in Street Fighter games. These characters are going to exist in other games. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to do is build a mythology around these characters, which I think enriches the original Final Fight games.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like, I mean, have the Streets of Rage characters been in anything else other than Charles Barkley?
Escape being in Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right, they haven't. Not that I can remember. A lot of playthroughs that I watched online doing more research, like, almost all of them are Axel.
I've seen a lot of Axel playthroughs, too, because he has this, like, okay, each character has a special move that they can execute, and he has this, like, jab move where he yells, Grandpapa! Like, he's summoning the power from his lineage. and it's like, apparently you can go through the game flawlessly just spamming that move.
Yeah.
Because what...
It's like this weird uppercut that he continues just to punch on and on.
It's kind of like a Shoryuken, but not really. It's like we're going to do it, but to the point where we can't get sued by Capcom, I guess. I watched it after I beat the game as Blaze, and I was like, man, I should have played the game like that. Because the first time I played through as Blaze, the game was difficult. I had a hard time with it. I played the Steam version because they had that Sega Make War Not Love bundle. And I was like, well, fuck, this is perfect timing. I have to play it through the Steam version. And they have save states built in to the client. So I'm like, I can do it and not feel guilty about it because it's in the game. So that's how I got through it the first time. And so when I got done with it, and like the final fight with the boss is hard, I think. And so once I got through it, I was like, how did other people do this? And I looked it up online, and I found that video of a guy playing through like flawlessly as Axel.
Yep.
And I was like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Because let's see, comparing all the characters, because I watched. Yeah, because Max is all strength, no speed, lots of stamina. So he has plenty of health for his special moves.
Right. He's a wrestler.
His special moves aren't super strong, though.
Right.
Then Axel, who is he and Blaze have similar builds. I think they're middle of the road, but his technique is just stronger and his speed is a little lower. But like the thing that bothers me about the game, I hate it when special moves take health. That's what I hate about X-Men, the arcade game.
That's pretty common in Brawlers, too. Like your special move taking health away.
Yeah, I'd rather it just be a more complicated button maneuver than taking away.
Yeah, health. like a special input kind of thing, or a separate meter.
Or a separate meter. Yeah, that's totally fine.
I like that too. But yeah, I agree because it's always like,
oh, I'm just not going to use this.
Right, exactly. And like each character has two special moves. They have their regular special move and one where you can dash forward and hit attack and it'll do a special move. One of them, if it connects, you are dealt damage. And the other one, if you use it, no matter what, if you hit an enemy or not, it's going to take health away. Yeah, it's a bummer.
And then, yeah, because Blaze is 2 stars in every category. Then you have Skate, who is probably not someone I will play as ever.
Yeah.
His speed and jump are very high, but his power is so low. I mean, you are punching enemies for a very long time.
He was my second favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was. He looks ridiculous. Like, it is it is amazing how ridiculous he looks, because he is like... He is 1992.
Apparently, you never had a high top fade with a backwards hat, yellow tank top, cargo shorts, and inline skates.
I wish, because that was like the pinnacle of cool when I played the game. It was like, holy shit! I wish I could be like this guy.
That kid and play on rollerblades kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know it.
Did you have rollerblades?
I did not have rollerblades. I had a neighbor down the street who did, and I remember borrowing them from her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. It was like I had a moderately fun time. Mm-hmm. Like when I was, we lived on a road that had like pretty rough like driveways, mm-hmm. so I never really got like a smooth experience or anything. I guess that's kind of...
Did you ever go to Kingsway Skateland with them?
I did not go to Kingsway Skateland. Can you... You could bring rollerblades to the skating rink?
I remember watching people have that.
Yeah? No, I never did. And I've never been to Kingsway either. My skating days were done when I got in trouble for kicking that double dragon machine with my roller skates.
Yeah, okay.
I meant to mention, I see my mom a lot now because she watches Henry for Nikki and I when we're at work. And I mentioned that to her the other day. I said, hey, this is going to sound maybe weird, but man, do you remember when I got in trouble at the skating rink for kicking that double dragon machine? And she looked at me and was like, with a blank look on her face, no. I was like, you don't remember that? Because I remember being like, I got pulled out of that birthday party. Like one of you had to come and get me from that birthday party and drive me home. And she's like, no, I don't remember that. And I was like, you know what? I don't remember you guys being like super mad either. I think we actually had pizza that night. So I don't know. She's like, yeah, I don't remember. Wasn't a big deal. She said, I must have been thinking.
He's having one of his fits. Yeah. Somebody go get him.
She said, this is what she said. She said, I must have been thinking, well, they didn't want they didn't want kids kicking it with skates. Then they should make it so that doesn't happen.
That's true. Like take off your skates when you come into the arcade area or some shit. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I had rollerblades during my Mighty Duck phase.
Oh, yeah.
So with all your hockey equipment. When I bought all the hockey equipment, I bought rollerblades.
Yeah.
I actually used those for a little while.
Did you? Oh, that explains your nickname, Tyler Skate Holland.
Yeah. They call me Hot Blades.
Hot Blades. I forgot about that. That's your new Steve name, please. H-A-W-T. Blades with a Z.
And hot H-A-W-T.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're going to be cool.
I mean, I kept them for a while. I was always so bad at skating. I would go to the skating rink, and I couldn't turn effectively.
Yep.
I was really good at going really fast in a straight line.
Yeah.
So I would – basically, it was a rink,
mm-hmm.
so it's like an oval.
Circular, yeah.
And I would mm-hmm. basically skate in a square. So I would just go really fast and hit the wall.
Yep.
Turn around, hit the other wall.
Yep.
Turn around, hit the other wall.
Yep.
Yep. That was it.
I didn't know how to stop. Like, even like, I remember taking skating lessons as part of 4-H club.
Mm-hmm.
And this was roller skates because I'm older than you. So roller skates, they were a thing where you had a shoe with 4 wheels
roller
on it.
Roller skates?
Yeah. And so I remember taking lessons on that and I could skate backwards. I could skate forward. I could do all the things
mm-hmm.
except for stop. I couldn't stop because it was... In order to stop, I had to like lean my feet forward on those bumpers. You know how they have these bumpers on the front?
And that's, or the back. I had the ones in the back.
Maybe
too.
That would have worked better for me if I had them on the back.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
Totally goes against intuition. Oh, I want to stop? Well, let me move my body forward as if I'm going to blast into outer space.
Well, that's like whenever I got my first like 10-speed bike.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like, don't brake with your left hand. Why? Because it stops the front wheel. Why is it there?
I know.
I don't know.
I know.
But don't do that.
I know. And remember when I talked about like when I was experimenting with getting my motorcycle license mm-hmm, and like I mm-hmm. went to that class and I was like, nope. And it's because I there were obvious reasons, but the first one being I didn't want to be an interstate picnic. The second reason was I remembered when I got my first 10-speed bike as a kid and I essentially was in one gear all the time because I did not know how to fuck with the gears. I didn't. And it was just like, I guess I'm always in this one. And I remember even
it's always really, really, really hard to pedal.
Yep. I have really strong legs. I don't know if you've noticed that I accounted to my 10-speed bike. It was always in first gear. I even remember my dad being like, you should change gears. And I remember being like, lol, no. I don't know how to mess with that. I guess one time I never could get it right. It would always I would switch gears and then all of a sudden it would feel like the chain wasn't even on the bike or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm leaving on the bike. Shitty bike.
Let's see. That's pretty good skate
pretty
tangent.
Good, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good kid talk.
Yeah,
so that's the name of this episode. Kid talk.
Just kid talking around.
Kid talk corp.
Let's see. Otherwise, the game has the same standards the others do. It's like you fight the a random assortment of enemies with strange names that have their own archetypes, and eventually you'll one type of enemy will be a boss, then eventually incorporated as a normal kind of enemy.
Yeah.
And
how do you feel about that?
I think it's lazy.
Do you?
Yeah, I've always hated that. It's not that hard. Just give him his own sprite. Just it's fine. It's fine if you want to use another enemy later on. Great, throw some variety in there. But just make a boss completely different.
I get it.
It's fine.
I also think it creates this illusion that the game is getting harder because it's like, oh shit, Jet. The boss with a jetpack is now a regular enemy. This game is escalating. I don't know if I can hang with this.
It is pretty well paced.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
There's no sudden, I feel like there's a lot of games we played lately who just have
a really sudden spike in difficulty. Spike.
Yeah. And this is a good upward curve. Yeah. As much as I did really like it, it's hard. My bar for fuck, I love this brawler is Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And I don't feel like I've played anything nearly as good as that in a long time.
No, I agree.
This is very good. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just have... One thing I do really like is that the power-ups don't automatic... you don't get 2 seconds and then it disappears. It'll stay there, so you can be a little strategic with it. If you're in a boss, kid a barrel, raw chicken falls out...
That's not that raw.
Keep that raw chicken there.
It's not raw. It's not raw. You're a chef, right?
It's pretty raw.
Excuse me. I've got complaints that the food is coming out cooked, and I apologize for that.
When I kick open a barrel, I expect it to be a raw chicken. Thank you.
Here is an apple I found inside an arcade machine. If you'd like to eat this while you wait for your raw chicken.
Or this garbage can. It's on a plate, so you know it's fine.
Yes. It's not a Heathcliff plate either. It's an actual plate. It's not a garbage can lid.
But you could just leave it there until you got low on health, then go pick it up.
Right.
I like that a lot.
I do too.
So, I mean, because every other time, I would get health when I'm at full health. You know, I couldn't.
Right.
So this game letting you be strategic a little bit with your power-ups. Perfect. Great. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I liked the music. I mean, it's certainly a timepiece.
Yeah.
But... It doesn't sound as good as Super Nintendo. I don't think anything on Genesis compares to the Super Nintendo sound.
I agree.
Because it had the, I guess it's sort of its hallmark now, the roar noises that all the characters make.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like that.
It was a hardware limitation from what I understand. Someone will correct me, I'm sure. But that Super Nintendo had a different sound architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to not work as hard to get better sound. And I think a lot of people love the Streets of Rage 2 soundtrack and just sound in general because they really worked it. They put all they could into it to get the best sound out of it. It might be one of the best sounding Genesis games, I think.
Yeah, I think just about everything on the Genesis sounds a little tinny.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So I guess it was a little weird for me. I don't know if you go into a haunted house or if you're going into, I don't know what the theme is supposed to be, but it's straight up you just go into an alien world for a stage.
I'm glad you mentioned.
It's really weird for an otherwise established game.
Yeah, it's a Universal Studios kind of thing. You go into this, it's a haunted house with a gaping maw of teeth And then yeah, it's Alien. It's Alien. And then but it looks like Alien. Like it's very much like
this is straight up Alien. Yeah.
And it's like the creatures, the aliens in little egg sacks look just like them. Mm-hmm. And there's fog and the color is perfect. The only thing that's off is the blaring club music in the background. And it's like, okay, this isn't eerie at all. Is it supposed to be eerie or is this supposed to be, am I supposed to be laughing? I don't know.
The techno aliens, it's fine. But it was just, it felt out of place. Yeah. But I mean, it was fine.
That's a boss that didn't come back.
The alien boss of the head going back and forth.
The animatronic alien.
Animatronic, maybe. We don't know if you don't accidentally stumble into like a parallel universe for like a little bit and then walk back out.
And try to kill one and see if it explodes.
Let's see. The robot bosses I felt like were a little out of place as well. Yeah. Molecule and particle.
The ones that look like Krang's walker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without Krang in
it. Or they look like, I forget the name, or whatever Cleo is in Fallout 4. They look like her, only their arms are replaced with ball and chains, spiky ball and chains.
Yeah.
You know, just still another thing that was always just kind of out of place. It was like, oh, okay, it's fine. All right. Product of its time. It's great. And what makes the final boss the big boss? He remembers to bring a gun.
Yeah. It's like a staple. Because like ever since Double Dragon, right? Like there might have... I'm not a brawler expert, but that's the first brawler that I remember getting to Willy at the end of Double Dragon and being like, oh, this guy has a gun. That does not seem fair at all. And then that continues, like, because like in Final Fight, the boss has the crossbow.
Yeah.
Yep. And then now you got another dude, Mr. X, with a machine gun.
I'm just wondering if like, because I know guns are legal in Japan.
Yeah.
So... I just wonder if that's the hallmark of, you know, this is a very bad person if they own a gun.
Gotcha. Or a powerful person, a combination of powerful and bad.
Because we were reading through 1Q84 that the character, the main character asking a guy, this very, this like ex-military bodyguard for a gun was a very, very, very big deal in the book.
How is that book, by the way? I'm kind of interested in reading it.
I liked it okay. It's really strange, but I at no point did I intend on stopping it.
Yeah.
Like there's some parts that I was like, oh, okay, this is okay. But I constantly wanted to keep listening and finish it.
That's cool. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. So one character asks another for a gun?
Asks him for a gun, and like they just make a very big deal about having a gun.
Okay.
So I wonder, I think it's just a Japanese thing about like... It's very illegal to have something like this, and it's very deadly, and only a person who is powerful and bad would ever possess a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm glad there's only one guy in the game who has one.
Yeah,
because it was a pain in the ass fighting him for sure. And much like I cannot remember the name of the boss in Final Fight, the guy in the wheelchair, but. Much like him, he has like no regard for his henchmen because like henchmen are pouring in and he's just mowing them down with you. And if he doesn't kill them with a bullet, they still fight you. And it's like, what kind of loyalty does this man have? Like is what does he do? Like what? Like he's just killing dozens of
his
own.
He's like Kilgrave from Jessica Jones. He's just like, just go. It's fine. Just, no, I'll shoot you. You just keep fighting. You just keep going. Yeah, he punches you and you know you're almost dead. No, you just keep going. And if I shoot you, fine.
You know what my favorite thing in this game is?
What?
My absolute favorite thing in this game, the signs in the game. Did you notice the signs in the game?
Uh-huh.
Check this out. Very first level. Here's what I'm greeted by. Big neon signs flashing in the background. One of them says, "Dunk" in all capital letters.
At Skate, it's homage to what his father's going to be doing.
Yes, exactly.
For the
chaos
dunk.
If we ever start a basketball podcast, Tyler, I think we should call it Chaos Dunk.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
The next sign.
It'll be a fantasy basketball podcast where we just talk about our fantastical imaginings of basketball.
That's an episode. You just created an episode of Tadpog. I love it. So get to work on your roster. Would it be cool if we actually made like a game out of it? Because like we had the Final Fantasy Football League. Now we're going to have the Chaos Dunk League where we create characters Everyone gets their roster
together.
Okay,
so you have an entire basketball team. What characters from video games are on your basketball team?
I don't know.
Okay, well, a Sentinel is my center. Absolutely.
Sentinel's God tier. You can't have him as a center. Come on. You're going to destroy everybody.
Fine. Magneto is my center there.
You get served, bot, damn it. Here's my second favorite sign.
He's my point guard. He's my Muggsy Bogues. It's fine.
You know what things are. You're going to win this.
I know early to mid-90s basketball references, and that's it.
You name two actual positions in basketball. That's like two more than I can name. Bill Laimbeer's on my team, though, so fuck y'all, all y'all. Second favorite sign in this video game, it's a neon sign. It has a woman's lips in the background. And in a script font, it says, Rim Rim. I had to pause the game and like do the thing where I take my glasses off and rub my eyes and put them back on. Rim Rim.
So I was like, it's not going to be better than Dairy Queen. Oh, no, it is better than Dairy Queen. Okay. Rim Rim.
And there is, nice lips reference, by the way, is the sleeper. It took me a while to get that one. And then there's one, this one isn't as funny, but I'm going to mention it anywhere. Just one that just says heaven. I assume that it's a brothel. Like Rim Rim isn't. What is dunk? If Rim Rim and heaven are brothels,
dunk
what is dunk?
Dunk your penis in my vagina for money. Put your Oreo in my milk, dunk.
So that's in the first stage. And then later on, you battle in a stadium, like a baseball stadium. Mm-hmm. They call it a stadium. here are two signs.
I think it's a coliseum, actually. Yeah. It's a baseball coliseum.
The arena. I read two signs, and these are the best. These are the fucking best. These are on the chain link fence outside. It's like boo, is what one sign says. So I don't know if they saw, like, Field of Dreams or something, and they think like that like baseball requires ghosts in order to play.
Oh, yeah.
It's like boo?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And here is my absolute favorite fucking sign in Streets of Rage 2. Do baseball. It's do !! Baseball !!
Yeah, do baseball.
Next time I have to go to a game, like Henry's going to be in Little League or something, and that's what I'm going to be shouting from the benches. Do baseball, Henry.
It's like boo.
I'm going to be the coolest dad.
I'll take you for a Rim Rim if you win.
And not the cheap one. We're going to splurge. That's all I got. That's it for Dave's signs segment.
It's pretty good. The fat guy enemy was named Balloon.
Yes,
that was. Threw me off. I was like, okay, all right.
He's a boss that I hated.
Yeah.
My least favorite boss, but the toughest boss I thought was R-Bear. Are you familiar with R-Bear?
Red Bear, I guess.
Maybe. Randy Bear is what I assumed.
It's my dad. Because he was a strange cross between a boxer, body lifter, and ballerina.
A 1920s, like, circus strongman.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he's got, like, the mustache going, and he's got, like, the striped onesie.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's got boxing gloves.
And he's up, like, he's on point on his toes. Like, he's going around, like, he's...
Yeah, like he's Soda Popinski or something.
Randy Bear? Red Bear? No. Rape Bear. It's actually... It's actually much darker.
This game takes a weird turn right at that stage.
They censored it. They just made it an R and then made a jumpsuit red. So you just assume it's Red Bear.
There's a trigger warning.
No, it's Rape Bear.
There's a trigger warning if you bring Axel or Blaze. Because he's going to... R Bear is going to do his thing.
You don't let him get a special. You don't
skate.
Do it.
Weirdly enough, he's not into skate. Max Thunder, been there, done that. Doesn't care.
That's old. Oh, man.
Have we met our quota of rape jokes for the evening?
Yeah, I think so. haven't had a good R joke in a while.
What about some of the other bosses? What do you think about Blanca?
All the Blanca-type enemies?
I know.
They just their color palette will sometimes make them look more alien or more human.
But it is just straight up Blanca. Like he's got like the spin move across the stage. Mm-hmm. Like he's always hunched down and his knees are always bent.
They remind me of like Valdo from Soul Calibur, but then with Blanca's haircut. I fucking hated Valdo. And then there's the guy who was the ripoff of Ultimate Warrior, the wrestler.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that you fight in a moving bus?
It looked like some kind of like an arena type place.
Oh, Abadidi.
Yeah.
Abadidi.
Abadi Abada.
Yes.
I'm blue.
I was mistaking him for the not the ninjas, but the shirtless Japanese boxers that you fight in a moving vehicle while the rest of the enemies cheer. That's a weird one. And then you defeat one, and they're like, no, fuck this, and they all jump you. And one's got a pipe.
I really like in Mick Foley's first book, him talking about his days as a wrestler in Japan. Because, like, apparently that was, like, the big start of, like, that's the hardcore wrestling was Japanese wrestling. That was the barbed wire and the fire and the blood was, like,
yeah,
you go to Japan, you get fucked up
wrestling. Right. Well, it's because they don't have guns. They have to take that out some way.
Yeah, so we're just going to have moving truck trucks and barbed wire and fire.
I get it. I mean,
go, fat American, wrestling truck.
Says the Soviet Japanese man.
No, I'm here from...
You wrestle.
I'm very Japanese.
You wrestle, we go get sushi. No, I'm Italian, by the way.
I was born in Kyoto. Yeah. I do not own gun.
No, I can't do it now. I can't do it now. I got too many nationalities floating around in my head, man.
This is my partner, also Japanese man. Hello.
Comrade Josh.
We, I am Japanese.
Next time we get Josh on Tadpog, I want him to sing, I'm turning Japanese.
And then explain to it what does it mean, Josh?
Oh, that would be good. There's an episode too. What'd you think about Billy Idol Knife Guy, aka Jack, the first boss?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then his other incarnations raise a little bit faster.
Yeah, and Linda, with the whip.
Oh,
L Linda, I think her name.
L Linda, Lazy Linda.
Lazy Linda. Yeah. Her whip is electrified. I do not know how. I don't know where she's keeping that battery.
Well, this is D20 modern, so like it's just an enchantment plus two shock whip. Yeah, yeah.
You can't get the whip from her, which I was bummed out about because like in Double Dragon, you know, you pick that whip up.
Yeah,
I think their names were Linda too. That might be like a Double Dragon homage. I don't know. I have an Aunt Linda. I haven't asked her about her whip yet, but I can.
And she's like, I'm actually a man. That's always the thing.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
In Final Fight, like that was the thing. The mm-hmm. They were transsexuals, yeah.
Supposedly, poison. If they're trans, they were beautiful. I mean, they were beautiful, beautiful men.
Beautiful, beautiful boys.
Just beautiful boys. Just the most beautiful boys. So the Linda, you don't get the whip. Mm-hmm. The only weapons you get,
the knife and the pipe.
Knife, pipe. There's a random kunai that one of the ninja bosses drops, and then there's a like a katana, which you don't get for very long because when you go from stage to stage, you just throw your weapon away, apparently. Because
don't need this anymore. Surely this next place is safer than the one before.
You just talk yourself out of it.
Man, I know. I got this nice lead pipe with this 90-degree angle at the end, like all pipes have.
You know what they told me in fight school? I rely on weapons too much. I think they're right. I'm going to leave this right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to set this on the ground until it flashes and disappears.
Are you evil? No, then you don't use a weapon. You don't use a gun, and you only use another weapon for just like a little while. And you can only really take it. You don't like don't go buy your own. You can only take them from somebody else, or if you find them in a barrel or a trash can or an arcade machine, then you're good.
You only take it when you're fighting our bear.
Do you have any achievements?
I've got an achievement. It's called... Tyler, if Gabriel wants to rollerblade, Gabriel rollerblades. It's hard for me to say.
This is also brought up on Hops and Heroes.
Oh, really? Well, son of a bitch.
Because Drew Bailey got to go see David Cross in concert. So they're talking about their favorite bits.
That you know what? The one time I'm not current on their episodes, I just make a complete fucking ass of myself.
You make an ass. Sorry, Drew. And I just, Bailey. Just reminded me this last time I heard that.
In order to unlock that achievement, you need to beat the game using only Skate. It's doable.
I have the same achievement, but a different name.
Okay.
Skate or Die.
Oh, God damn it. That's so much better. That's so much better. It does not step on another podcast. Okay. I want to, before we end Streets of Rage 2 talk, mm-hmm. is that the only achievement that you've got?
I've got two more.
Oh, my bad. Go, go, go.
I've got Blaze of Glory, and that is you lose to the final boss as Blaze.
Okay. You go out in a blaze of glory.
And then Axel Rod, and that you have Axel use the pipe to kill 30 enemies.
Okay. What about Axel Rose, where he uses the rose to kill
30
enemies?
Where he uses his pipe to fuck 30 girls on a bus. Now, that's Brett. That's Brett. What's his name?
Brett. Brett. Brett.
Brett. Brett. It's not Brett Hart.
Brett Bear.
Brett Bear. B Bear. R Bear and B Bear.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I think, like, in an interview, like, he said he slept with every girl on, like, every season of all of his shows.
Why not, right?
Yep.
I mean, that is how you take advantage of that show, right?
Yes.
You're like,
be a rock star and then just fuck all the girls.
You know, people are laughing at you, right? I don't care. Had sex.
Had sex with 30 attractive but mentally unbalanced women.
Yeah.
So now when the show's over, they go away. They're crazy, go somewhere else, and I am here having been fucked by all of them.
Having been served to these women, essentially, on a silver
plate. I get antibiotics, and they have to go away.
Get a couple shots. We're good.
I'm just going to wear my bandana. It's fine. It's my disease-free bandana. It's like a ribbon in Final Fantasy. Keeps all status effects away from Bret Michaels.
It is. It's his legendary item. When he dies, whoever inherits that, man, it becomes a relic.
That is. I was just goofing, but now I really think it is. I think that's his equivalent of the ribbon. Just free from all status ailments as long as he wears it.
I'm gonna equip my center in Chaos Dunk Basketball League with his bandana, which I've decided is gonna be Jubilee, just because.
Nice. All right.
can't block what you can't see. Yeah, she's flashy. She's a showboater. And every now and then, Wolverine comes in and helps.
Is it
her
Vampire out. Jubilee?
No, I don't want to go Vampire Jubilee. Because I don't like I don't like that whole, like, when they started the new X-Men up, like, I guess a couple years ago, I was like, oh, yeah, man, I haven't read X-Men in a while. I've been reading Marvel Comics, a lot of Deadpool, even some Avengers, Secret Avengers, X-Force, Uncanny X-Force, all that. But I haven't read a legit X-Men comic in a while. I should pick it back up. And I was gonna, and then I was like, oh, it's a vampire storyline. Pass. I just don't. Oh, they fight Dracula? Okay, never mind.
No, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like, Jubilee is in a love triangle with,
never mind.
I think, Wolverine and Gambit, and she's a vampire. I think that's how it went.
Pass.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Hard pass.
It's a long time ago.
Hard pass.
You sure?
It was honestly.
I was always said, like, Twilight would be so good if this was just the X-Men.
Dude, it is so rare when I have a moment in my life where I'm like, I should grow the fuck up. But I had that moment when I was holding this comic in my hands, thinking about buying it. And I was like, oh, it's Dracula? I should grow the fuck up.
I have that weird reprint where they fought Dracula in like the 80s or whatever. And like,
why is Dracula a Marvel character? That's so fucking dumb. That is so dumb. You've got a plethora like of characters that you've created over
that are
decades
amazing.
That are so much better than, I don't know, Dracula? You guys want to use Dracula? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Such a bummer. Such a bummer.
It's like we really want to use Blade, but he's got to come from somewhere. But all right, Dracula, it's a thing.
I do like, there's a one-off issue of, I shouldn't say one-off, it's like a filler issue of Deadpool from, I think, Volume 3, where it's just him in a hospital fighting vampires. And like that's all it is. And it's so, like, that is awesome because it's just a one-off kind of thing. It's all done like a B-movie. He calls them all Draculas the entire time. That is really good. Because I felt like they were kind of, it was around the same time that X-Men storyline was going on. Mm-hmm. It was like, I kind of felt like they were poking fun at that. So I'm a huge fan of when comics are like self-aware.
Yeah. I enjoy Harry Dresden in the Dresden Files does something similar at one point. He's invited to like a vampire ball, and he shows up dressed as like the early Bram Stoker Dracula in like the ornate costume, and he has fake vampire teeth on and fake blood on his mouth when he walks into all of them.
Perfect.
I missed that series.
I want to read that. I do. I want to read that. Really, you've been recommending that to me for years, and I haven't read it, but I do want to. It sounds like, out of all the things that you, because you read a lot of books, you read a lot of series, and of all the series that you've talked about and recommended to me, that is the one that I'm most interested in.
As I think it sort of stands out now, out from most fantasy, one being urban fantasy. That's doesn't happen very often, and that it's single protagonist. Because I feel like so many fantasy books now, I love the multi-protagonists.
Sure, yeah.
I love Game of Thrones. I love the Iron Druids taking on like a three-person storyline now. I still love it. You just don't see a single protagonist storyline very often. And it carries off really, really well.
I kind of want to read, this is so bad, because part of me wants to read. I want to read all the Forgotten Realms books.
Oh,
I know,
man.
I know. There's some really bad ones. And I tried reading some in college. And I remember being like, no, I cannot read this.
I read a lot of the Dritz Durden books.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped once they had like their whatever that brought it in fourth edition. I have not read one since then. But
maybe they're better now.
I like the Artemis and Treri books.
I didn't read those.
The Forgotten Realms, because I think Artemis and Treri is a really cool character. But other than that, I bought the Cleric Quintet, but I couldn't get myself to read it because he makes an appearance in the War of the Spider Queen books, which are also very good. But yeah,
so maybe one day I'll actually get through those. I'm not.
Nah.
It's not going to happen. This is something that I've been saying for years, actually. So, yeah, I'm gonna read all those.
Now, when we get put in nursing homes, that's when we get it done.
I'm so bad at reading. I just am. I'm bad at reading. I remember being a kid.
Well, you're bad about keeping a schedule. You're very good at looking at words on a page, knowing what they are.
A lot of times I'm like, honey, what is this word again? It's just me and Henry at the house just trying to sound things out.
Just walking around like smoking in like rumpled suits.
God,
like,
I wish.
Looking at books like, fuck, what the fuck does this say? Shit.
I wish. Yeah, exactly. We're sweating. It's like we're on a deadline. We got to read this book. We got to read this book by 5, Henry. What are we going to do? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I just can't. Here's the other thing. Like when I was a kid, man, I would read all the time. I would read to stay up. Like that, because I got to, as long as I was reading, my parents didn't care how late I stayed up.
Yeah.
Now I cannot stay awake when I read things. It does not matter what it is. Like it can be something I'm very interested in. It could be great writing, but if I'm reading something horizontal, I will fall asleep two pages in. I need a reading spot.
I haven't literally read a book in a very, very long time. I do exclusively audiobooks.
Yeah, those work better for me, like for nonfiction.
Yeah.
I can just chow down some nonfiction audiobooks. But for fiction, I get like, I zone out because usually I'm listening to it when I'm driving or when I'm working. And I'll zone out because something will require my attention. And then once I'm done with it, I'll zone back in and be like, wait, what happened? Who died? What?
Where is Tyrion?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I end up spoiling things for myself, essentially. But Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've enjoyed our tangents today.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. I'm proud of ourselves.
We talked enough about Streets of Rage, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And skating and
skate, yeah.
Books.
Books. Our bear. Tyler, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it?
I'd give it the healthy blonde mustache of Hulkamania Hulk Hogan.
Okay. This is pre-scandals?
This is him when he was in the WWF before he went over WCW, and he was the heel Hollywood Hogan or whatever. Where the black everything. This is
I didn't know about that.
Red, like yellow jumpsuit, red riding.
Hulkamania style.
Yeah.
See, here's a testament to how big he was. I know who he is. Right? I mean, yeah. I do not know how many, like, I don't know many wrestlers because I didn't watch wrestling, but Hulk, I know who he is.
He was like The Rock in the 80s. Now The Rock has like crossed over and he's in everything like Hulk Hogan was back then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think The Rock does a better job in acting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
have you seen Suburban Commando? I don't know. Have you seen Mr. Nanny?
Oh, yeah. It's got some great scenes in it. I think that's the one where the intro credits, like a guy's throwing a dog in a lake.
Yeah, him driving on the road, the guy throwing the dog. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I love it. That's one thing, like, I go back and forth, and, like, this morning I was thinking, you know what's weird is, like, how many, like, little bits of trivia I know now because of the internet. Like, I know about that because someone on the internet posted it. And I was like, what the fuck? That can't be true. And then I, like, cue it up. Oh, yeah, there's a guy just throwing a dog in a lake.
The guy in The Wizard of Oz who's hung himself in the background.
Yeah, I heard that as a kid.
It does look just like that, but, like, there's, like, extended footage where then you see, like, it's just, like, two birds, like, perched in a certain very weird way. And then at the very end, they will fly off and you realize what it is. But
That kind of destroyed that movie for me a little bit. Because, like, my grandmother loved that movie. And I remember watching it as a kid and being fucking terrified. Because for some reason, it worked, like, on a really scary level for me. Like, the flying monkeys were scary. Mm. Like, I could barely deal with that. Like, I would have nightmares of the flying monkeys. And then I remember being on the bus and hearing about the dead guy hanging in the background and being like, oh, God, the depths of the horror cannot be realized. And so I rewatched it like an idiot because I'm like, well, I know about the flying monkeys. They're not going to scare me this time. They did scare me again. And now I see a dead guy hanging in the background. So it became this, like, really, like, eerie movie for me. And then the internet ruined it where it's like, nah, it's two birds. So when I make Henry, when I force Henry to watch it, I'm definitely gonna be like, that's a dead guy.
In like 6 months.
Yeah. Dude, I feel so bad. He's seen so much shit that he shouldn't just because, like, I watch it on television and I kind of like look at him and he's looking at it. I'm like, oh, God, I hope that's not like damaging him permanently.
Do I have to pause Attack on Titan? Ken is not really looking at the screen. Yeah. As long as she doesn't look now, because she's okay, she's good, she's not scarred. Okay.
It's usually Family Guy, which is really weird because it's like it's a cartoon and he likes looking at it. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, he doesn't understand this, right? He doesn't understand this.
Oh, I just want to say thank you to everyone who sent a lot of very nice messages and questions. And we're very concerned about Kenna. It was very nice to have that kind of feedback. People worried about her and asking about her. Yes. But so she's doing wonderful now.
Good.
She just has
good.
Two like bruises on the side of her nose. She's healing very quickly, very well. Everything's great. She's just kind of scared of dogs now.
Yeah, but I think that's probably expected, right?
Yeah, and I think she'll get better over time with it. Like my mom's dog, still like she's totally 100% fine with my mom's dog.
Yeah. Well, I killed that dog, Tyler. You're welcome. I wasn't gonna say. I was saving it for the show.
You went and bit that dog's face.
I did. I bit its nose right the fuck off. Tyler?
Yes, Dave.
Is there anything else that you want to say about Streets of Rage 2? What do you think about it? I mean, I know you
can give it glasses.
I forgot about the glasses. You know what? They're not important.
Not really.
They're not really. I mean, I don't need mine. Mm-mm. I could probably drive home and not die.
I'm not wearing mine. I'm not masturbating. So.
Well, that's a problem we need to solve. Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
The Mask of the Ultimate Warrior.
Okay. You mentioned the Ultimate Warrior earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm not super familiar. I've heard the Ultimate Warrior mentioned before, but I'm not. I can't visualize him. He wears a mask?
I was not a fan. He has sort of the diamond, like Robin-type mask. He always wore neon colors. Yeah, sort of. There are many pictures of Brandon when he was little as the Ultimate Warrior for Halloween.
Okay. Weird. He's never showed those to me.
Yeah. I'll ask his mom so if he can dig some up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Call her right now so we can get it in the show notes. Hey, Brandon's mom. I know it's 11 o'clock at night, but I've got a really important request.
Just can you fax it over to me? All right, that's all I got.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
How much do you think this game is on Amazon? Streets of Rage 2, by the way.
$25.
Tyler, actual retail value of Streets of Rage 2 for the Genesis, Sega Genesis, used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $11.49.
That's a pretty good deal, actually.
It is a good deal. Yeah. I like that. I would pay $11.49 for this game.
Yeah. And when you actually go to a more competitive vendor like eBay, you'll get it even cheaper.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I do have two complaints about the game. Mm-hmm. One is specifically a complaint to the Steam version. There is no online multiplayer in the Steam version.
That is so stupid.
And that is the biggest fucking oversight.
Yeah.
That honestly kept me from playing this game co-op. You and I didn't play it. I would have loved for us to have played it. Mm-hmm. It would have been convenient if we could have played it online.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of things going on in our lives, and it's difficult to schedule, hey, man, you want to block out 2 hours and we'll play Streets of Rage 2?
Yeah.
I would love to do that, but it's not fucking feasible. If it had been online and kind of like a pick-up play thing, like would have been great. So I realize that has nothing to do with the original game, but I do have one complaint about the original game, and that is I felt like in Brawlers, I think it's a typical strategy to zone enemies off of the screen. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like that's a tactic where it's like if you have enemies coming in from the left and the right, choose the side that has the least amount of enemies and zone them off of the screen. So I used this tactic in Streets of Rage 2, which worked wonderfully because it takes them so long to come back onto the screen. So I feel like because it worked in my favor, I shouldn't bitch about it, but mm-hmm. I'm going to because it slowed the pace of the game down.
Yeah.
Like, I could knock enemies off the screen and then count 1, 2, 3, 4, and like on 5, they would come back.
Yeah.
And it's great when I'm being swarmed, but when I'm just trying to kill one guy to continue on to progress, it's a pain in the ass because I have to position myself to the side where I'm not going to knock them off the screen and all that.
Yeah.
And it's especially difficult on, there are some levels where they're kind of diagonal instead of just straight up horizontal, because the width is so small on those diagonal levels that you're going to knock them off of the screen almost inadvertently.
You don't miss from Streets of Rage 1, like fighting an enemy, hit your special, and it goes back, way back off the screen to the left, police car drives up, bazooka.
Yes. I had forgotten about that until Ruby Baron, Paul Kluel, he messaged me while I was playing Streets of Rage 2 and mentioned that. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot all about that. It has been that long since I played Streets of Rage 1. It was one of those like briefly played games. So I'd like to go back to that at some point. It obviously doesn't have to be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with your sentiments about Scott Pilgrim. I also think it's the best brawler I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were in a really good position to make the best brawler because of when they made it.
Yeah.
Because they really...
It's crazy we haven't done that game.
I know. We should do that game.
We need to do that game.
We should do that game.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a Steam version, which is a bummer, because I think I'm going to have to pull out my Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Which is just too much work. but yeah, I'm down to talk about it. Why isn't there a Steam version? There should be a Steam version.
Ryan's got all his shit out here. We'll just make him buy it and we'll do it.
Okay, perfect. I love that idea. I have a little segment that we stole from Phil. It's called YouTube Comments, presented by, we'll go with Verner's. We'll go with Verner's, the original ginger soda, since they're today's sponsor. Yeah. All right, here is the first YouTube comment that I found. This was my shit back in the day on the Genesis. Always picked Axel, and for some reason, when I entered 1-2, the bar, I always danced to it, lol. Don't judge me! Number 2. When I was little, me and my friends kept our pockets bulged with game cartridges. I'm just gonna shrug to that. Seems like a weird choice.
We had JNCOs. We just put like 30, 40 games in there.
Dude, were cargo shorts even invented when this game was out? I'm calling shenanigans. This is when you were in your teens, for sure. We'd go over to each other's houses and play nonstop while passing around the mustard bottle. Yes, we got jacked up on mustard. Great times. This was one of the greatest games there was. I'm 26 now, and I still have the cartridge. So you know why I put that in there, right?
Jacked up on mustard?
Yeah, is that what is going on with that?
What?
Do they snort it?
that has got to be something on like the Jolly Rogers cookbook they found online. Like, all right, like the smoky banana peel is supposed to get you high. Like, no, you huff mustard.
What is the Jolly Rogers cookbook?
Oh, the Anarchist cookbook.
I'm familiar with that. That's like making bombs and shit, right?
There's all, I mean, that was like the beige box and like all sorts of shit like that. That also told you like banana peels has trace amounts of THC, so you could like bake banana peels and smoke them and get high. What? It's
or,
not real.
Or you could just buy some weed.
But I could see like that also being in there, like huffing mustard also has like similar effects. Blah blah blah. Blah.
I don't know. I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I should comment back on that guy and be like, please tell me how.
Tell me how to pass around the mustard bottle.
So sober. Please help.
Instructions unclear. Ate mustard on hamburger.
The third comment, and this is one that I invented. Because this, I saw this everywhere, searching for things, stupid things that people say. Mm-hmm. The most used comment on YouTube for Streets of Rage 2 was about hitting up and C when thrown. Like that is the bar. If you're trying to figure out if you're pro Streets of Rage 2 player, if you hit up and C when you're thrown, you're pro. If you don't, you're scrub noob, and someone on YouTube is going to let you know. Actually, about 100 people on YouTube are going to let you know. I looked at the comments for like probably 10 videos, and this was 50% of the comments. Guy doesn't even know up and C. And it's,
what does that do? You flip and
recover. Yeah, you recover from the throw. That one was a very popular comment, mm-hmm. And the other one was, missed the one up at the beginning of stage one. What a noob. I fucking hate YouTube so much, man.
Guy's less than perfect. Fuck him.
I know. And oh, that attitude is so like, it hurts. Mm-hmm, it does. It hurts. So anyway, I just wanted to throw my own editorial spin on things.
Good. I appreciate it. Anything else you have to say? Any other comments? Anything?
I don't guess so. It's a good game. Play it if you haven't.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So to miss the next episode, you know we're talking about Three Ninjas Kick Back for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
So good.
Or maybe just the movie.
We still love 5-star iTunes reviews. Not 4 stars. I mean, they're okay, but we really like 5 stars. So please, we try to help you help us. So there's a game you want us to play, guest host you want for an episode. If you have a Patreon request, do that in your 5-star iTunes review. And whatever you put in there, we promise we will get to that
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be kicking it back with Three Ninjas style. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You want to watch a trailer, Field of Dreams? That's probably going to be on there. But you haven't. Bet you can't just search for that on Google and find it yourself. You want to find, I don't know, want to find out how to get high on mustard? I'm not going to post that because even when I was in high school, I was scared of going to jail if I downloaded the Anarchist
cookbook. Very scared of mustard.
Yeah, I still have a mustard phobia. It's weird. That comment brought back such a bizarre, obscure memory of mine. And I wish that I could figure out what it's from. But I remember hearing audio. And it was like, I guess before a song or something like that when I was a kid, like I had a cassette tape, or maybe it was a show that my mom had recorded on VHS, but it's about a daughter and a dad talking about baseball. And the dad says that he likes going to baseball games because of the hot dogs. And then the girl says, because of the mustard. And I do not know why that has stuck in my mind. And ever since I read that comment, that like has been like buried in my mind. Like I've been shot with a crossbow and the bolt is just stuck in my, it's just burned into my mind. And it's like when I try to like concentrate on other things where it's like, all right, I got a lot of things to do at work today. Okay, I got to make sure this is left aligned. And what was that thing where the girl says because of the mustard on the hot dog?
Why would they spend like, got to be $200, $300 to go to the ballpark with tickets? Yeah. Like, get there and park and then buy the outlandishly priced hot dogs just for the fucking mustard?
What are your thoughts on fast food hot dogs?
I like Sonic's chili dogs.
Yeah.
I like their other specialty dogs that they had. So, in my experience, for the most part, it's been pretty good. I went to a standalone Nathan's hot dog restaurant once.
Okay, a standalone. The standalone I kind of even don't consider, like, in the same realm. The reason that I brought it up was because it was brought to my attention recently, I think by Sandwich Pope Phil. Sorry if I'm getting my Tadpog chat confused. But that Burger King
had hot dogs.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
We'll have to try them on the show whenever it comes out. Yeah.
Okay, here's what we'll do. If we try it, can we put it right next to some cheap-ass Kroger hot dogs that we just bought at the grocery store?
Yes, we'll do a taste test.
Because that's what I would like to do. Do you remember when Consumer Reports for Kids or whatever would do that shit? Oh, man. I used to love that, where they do, like, soda, like, taste tests, blind taste tests and stuff
Pepsi
like that.
Pepsi or Coke.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm down to do that then.
Okay.
I just can't. They're like $2. I can't imagine, like, just going to a fast food restaurant and be like, yeah, I guess I'll pay you $2 for a hot dog.
Give me a plain hot dog.
Yeah.
$2 is fine.
A hot dog snack wrap, please.
I mean, I guess I can see it from, like, really, really picky kids who... I feel like hot dogs are pretty much the universal, like...
That and chicken
nuggets.
Pretty
much any kid will eat a hot dog or a chicken nugget. Yeah,
Chicken tendies. You can also, if you want to, you can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Thank you for everybody who's been commenting. And thank you for being understanding for last week. Because I know Tyler has thanked you for the kind words that you've said about Kenna, but you've also been extremely kind in the last two episodes that we published. So, which I feel, I mean, definitely hasn't been standard Tadpog fare. So that's cool. Thank you for that. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everybody who's been retweeting us, especially our episode announcements, because that helps spread the word about the show, and that's a really cool thing. If you want to call us, you can. We have a voicemail. That's 270-883-2555. Try to keep the voicemail under 3 minutes, or it will cut you off. Also, you can text that phone number if you want to, but I can almost guarantee you that I will fuck it up. We do have a Patreon. Mm-hmm. We just recently released February's Patreon episode where Taryn came on and we talked about boobs and Playboy and general pornography and sex stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun to record, and I can't wait to get Taryn back on.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get that, all the Patreon donors get that, no matter what you donate. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you all for donating if you have. If you haven't, you can go to patreon.com/tadpog, chip in a buck or however much you think that we deserve, and then you get access to all the bonus episodes that we do on Patreon. I know Taryn upped her pledge, and we have a new patron,
Frederick Snyder.
Awesome.
So thank you.
So yes, thank you both very, very much. Taryn, that's incredibly nice of you to do, because you took time out of your day, or let's face it, your night, to record with us.
Mm-hmm.
So
and buy a headset so she could do it.
I know.
On Skype.
And then you gave us more money on Patreon. So I feel like you're a great person. So thank you for doing that. That made me feel really good.
We also had three more iTunes reviews.
Oh, really?
5-star iTunes reviews. One by Tadpog Review.
By Tadpog, the username Tadpog
Review. Hi, Tyler and Dave. You guys have big ones. You have the best podcast in the universe. Gooder talk is good talk. I like when the guests on your show. I like when you have guests on your show that starred in the Bang Bus videos. This show will live on forever, and I too am an immortal. And then Kimian, which I think, let's see. Tadpog, truly the voice of a generation. If you spent time in the 1990s video games from a place called Movie Hut, Piggly Wiggly, Flicks, Pick a Video, etc. Shout down on garbage food. Tyler, Dave, lived your life and know what you want to talk about. Keep up the good work, boys. Do a LucasArts adventure game. Day of the Tentacle, Full Throttle, Simon Max, Hit the Road, which those are on our list. Be sure to have that pinball Chris fella back on. Gooter, gooter, gooter. And then the latest review, also by Tadpog Review.
Okay, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
For up your favorite listening device, download the show. Tadpog is the best podcast on the internet. Only do the video games. Talk about what's like growing up in the 90s and 2000s. Actor Jacob York often appears as a guest and contributor to the show.
So it's like a Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for those. Thanks for those 5-star iTunes reviews. They really do help. I mean, I know it seems like they don't, but they really do.
They do.
It's iTunes is still the place to get podcasts, yep, miraculously. I guess it's just because they started it. I mean, they didn't start podcasts, but they were like the first one to be like, oh, here's a music marketplace, and we're also going to showcase user-generated podcasts.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah, I want to shout out to Ruby Baron, Paul Kluel, mm-hmm, who was extremely kind. And because I tried to get Gunstar Heroes through the Sega bundle, and I never received my download code, which is a bummer.
That sucks.
And he just randomly asked me if I ever got my download code. I said, no, I didn't, and it sucks. But I'm you know, I could always buy it. I'll put that in air quotes. And then I said that, and then like a minute later, I get a gift from Paul. Of the game Gunstar Heroes. So that was really, really awesome. Nice. That was a crazy nice thing to do. So thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I missed it entirely, Paul. I missed all of it.
You missed all of it?
I got my Streets of Rage 2 code, and then like between packing and everything that went on, I just missed like everything.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Paul. It's all right. I'm sorry. How you want to close this out? Our theme song is Moves by Sigmar Drive on the track with Thunderstorm at tadbug.com.
I think we should close it out how we think skate sounds.
All right. So until next time, Tropical Capricorn, mate! I'm Skate!
Good day for a skate!
it's a good day for a skate or a die!
That is a good point. Any opportunity to make fun of him, it doesn't matter what it was. It could have been a good thing. Like, I just got my master's degree.
Master's in what? So can God. I'd say you got that years ago.